Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on The Valet that's on Hulu that just dropped this last week. But before we get to that, we still have the contest that is ongoing on Twitter to win the Thor Love and Thunder Funko Pops. So follow me on Twitter. Must be following me to win. Retweet the tweets. Each time you retweet one of the tweets of mine, you get a contest entry. This week, I wanted to talk about bad dad jokes. Like, what is a requirement to be a bad dad joke? What's your go-to joke in general, I guess? I always go to the, like, this is terrible. It's so stupid. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick. A stick. Well, that's so stupid. I don't know why I always found that funny. And maybe it's just my go-to and it's just like my one that comes to my mind. What's your favorite dad joke itself? I'm trying to remember the one from my boss that she always said. Where do you store your bad dad jokes at? At a database. That's so stupid. Like, I don't know what it is about society that as soon as you turn 40 years old or around that age, that you have to tell bad dad jokes. Like, it's New Balance shoes and bad jet. New Balance shoes. Let me talk about that for a second. Years ago when I had Facebook, thank God I got rid of that abomination. But I digress. As soon as I turned, it was the day I turned 38. I remember this very distinctly, that every third ad on my feed, I guess you would say, or your homepage, whatever it was called on there, was New Balance shoes, white New Balance shoes. That's unbelievable. And I remember being so offended. What are you doing, Facebook? Stop it. If you ever see me around in white New Balance shoes, you get feel free to call me out of my crap, because that's not happening here. Gotta rock the Adidas all day long. Adidas, is that how they say it in England? Adidas? Whatever. So send me your terrible joke or terrible dad joke at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, or email it to me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. I'll read them on the air. I don't even care. So that was fun. But you're actually here for the 1 Minute Movie Review of the Valet that came out on Hulu this last week. It's got a quick runtime, and I forgot to write that down, but it's 2 hours and 3 minutes. It's got a quick casting of Samara Weaving, Eugenio Derbez, and Max Greenfield. I love Max Greenfield. He was in a whole bunch of stuff, but what do I know him from? New Girl. He plays Schmidt on New Girl, one of my favorite characters of all time. And the rating is PG-13. So without further ado, let's jump into the 1 Minute Movie Review for The Valet on Hulu. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go. What's it about? A Hollywood actress has an affair and it's about to be exposed, but it's covered up when they make a fake relationship with the accidental valet guy. Why to watch it? I got She's All That vibes from this one early on. The valet's hair in particular, for some reason, cracked me up and I could not stop laughing at it. And at some points, it was really funny when it was not intended to be funny. The closeness of his family was something to be seen and something I always try to emulate. And the budding friendship, of course, is the one surprising reason to watch this one and makes it surprisingly good. Why to skip it? It does tend to focus on the terrible parts of relationship. And the overall premise is too far-fetched. In the end, I thought it ran a tad long, and it does give a look at a class system of the haves and the have-nots, and the further exploitation of one over the other. Rating out of 10. This one gets a 6 out of 10 for me. Sadly, this type of movie has been done over and over and over again, and this one doesn't really bring anything new to the table, but it's still worth a watch at least one time. And actually, as I'm saying this, I almost want to watch it again because I did kind of enjoy it. As always, send me those pictures of New Balance shoes and bad dad jokes at OMMR Podcast at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Haven't I been saying TikTok or Tic Tacs lately? I hope not. Or email it to me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Please feel free to share this podcast with a friend and an enemy. It doesn't matter to me. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend it with me as we park cars for a living and accidentally bump into a famous actress and play a game of decoy. Oh, and by the way, if I'm picking a famous actress to play a game of decoy with, I'm picking Jennifer Lawrence. She seems so fun, quirky. I bet she tells really bad dad jokes. I bet she has a ton of them. For some reason, I think she just has it. Like, for whatever reason, I think she'd just be a fun person to hang out with. J-Law, you hear me? You hear from me, J-Law? Yeah. Call me. I could be your 1 minute man. Wait, no! That sounds really bad. That's not... No. Wait, what?